would you say a storm,
electric storm? Electric storm and lightning, yeah. We call it electric storm. It's thunder and lightning, that's it.
What about if it's raining, but it's not raining real hard? What might you say?
Misty rain, shower rain, or something like that.
What if it just sort of rains all day?
Well, that's just a flu shower, we call it. It's okay. Flu,
any other words like that?
Well, probably is, but I can't remember. I know for sure it is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you get up in the morning, you can't see across the road, you call that a...
Foggy morning.
Okay. Or you'd say that you had a...
A fall, though.
Okay. And if you don't get any rain for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
drought. Having a drought.
Okay. And on a morning in the fall, when you first go outside, it's cold, but not real cold. You say that it was...
No, you know, not cold. Just...
But it's more... You know, when the weather starts getting cold, but before it turns really cold, you say that it's just kind of...
I don't know what you mean by that.
Would you use the word like airish or fresh or chilly or keen?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, fresh, airish.
Do you use those words yourself?
Yeah. What? We can see the air is getting more airish now than it was. And figured it's getting cooler, but it's getting airish now. Thick and turn cool or something like that, cold.
What do you mean airish?
Well, that means the air is getting cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Airish. That's what we mean. What we were speaking about when you're getting airish. Well, the air is getting stirred and getting cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting airish, and that's a sign of thick and turn cold.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
frost.
Okay, what about something harder than that?
Freeze.
Okay.
Yeah, freeze.
And you say it was so cold last night that the lake...
cooled over.
And before I got out there, it already...
melted, cold. Mm-hmm.
Okay, or you said the water pipes have...
busted, frozen.
Okay. And you say if it gets much colder, the pipes might...
bust.
Or the lake might...
freeze over.
Okay. What did you call the room in your house used for special occasions?
Oh, the bedroom.
Okay, but what do you call this room now?
Living room.
Okay. Did you use the word living room then?
No, we didn't use that word then.
What did they talk about?
We just called in the house, a big house.
Uh-huh.
In the room, or in the house.
Do you ever hear front room or
something
like that? Parlor?
Yeah. That's right. Call it there. Some people call it front room, you know, parlor and all that shit.
But you didn't use
those? No, we didn't use it like that.
How tall would you say this room is?
I told.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I told about, the house about 7 foot and a half, you know, tall.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you get a wind that's something that you get real, real strong wind, and it could come through and just tear a house down or tear the roof off. Or, you know what?
What would you call a storm, a tornado?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for that?
If you call it a storm, a tornado, or hurricane, or something like that.
What?
Hurricane. You call it hurricane.
Do you ever have any of those around?
No, sure. We have storms.